Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 29th.
President Trump idealizes a traditional view of American life, an America based on industry and lifting up the image of the blue-collar working man. And no working man has been more lauded under this administration than the American coal miner. The economics for coal aren't looking good, between regulations and low prices for natural gas and renewables. Still, Trump has been trying to fulfill his campaign promise to bring back mining jobs. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce recently spent a weekend with a Colorado coal miner for a perspective on the ground.
11 p.m. on a Friday night, the West Elk Mine opens its gates. Cars and trucks start rolling out. Don Staley's freshly showered in a Denver Broncos ball cap. It's the end of his shift. End of a long stretch with no days off.
Yeah, this is 26 today. Straight days.
Miners have been opening up a new section underground. A big job made tougher, since the economics of the coal industry means fewer workers.
Well, we didn't have the manpower, so what we have to do is we have to have all people, all crews doing it.
At least the West Elk Mine is still open. The two other mines here in Colorado's mountainous North Fork Valley have closed. The area's lost more than 700 mining jobs since 2010. Saturday.
Grab some Gatorade.
Finally, a day off. Don's got to catch up on errands.
I need to get a little bit of yogurt.
Groceries, mostly for his lunches, a barbecue he might throw later.
Maybe some hot dog buns.
Don is 39, and he's lived in this valley his whole life, so he has connections to pretty much everything, even the market we're in.
When I was younger, I worked here. This is what I did when I was in high school.
I was a great employee. Listened well.
Brad Holtz, the co-owner of the market, which has been family-owned in the town of Paonia since the 1930s. For decades, the mines provided lots of stable, high-paying jobs for the area. Don makes almost $100,000 a year working at West Elk. So Holtz Grocery is noticing the downturn. Profits are dropping.
Well, I don't know if you call it profits. Sales are down from where they were, you know.
Paonia's community character has been shifting for a while now to more of a Colorado mountain tourist destination. Think organic farmers, coffee shops with cappuccino, and yoga studios. That all brings its own benefits, but it doesn't bring families like coal did. The local school district is down almost 350 students from a decade ago.
And once this gets going,
up on a small hill overlooking Paonia, past orchards with signs touting tree-ripened peaches, sits the American Legion Post 97. Saturday night, it's time for a raffle. Tickets cost a buck. They get tossed in this round wooden cage that's getting hand-cranked around and around. Don's here.
I have 25 tickets.
He doesn't win, though.
873.
Miss Jan!
Bartender Pam Daugherty moved here in the 80s from Kentucky.
I'm a coal miner's daughter, sister, and a wife three times over.
Paonia's changing character, she is not a fan.
Does it feel like your town anymore?
No, I don't go downtown. I do not shop here.
In the Legion, though, it feels like old times.
Yes, it does. It feels like this is ours.
There are a number of other miners in here, along with Don, buying each other beers, joking around. Don describes it like a family, and his blue eyes light up when he talks about the service they provide.
Every time you flip on a switch, every time you get to watch TV, that's what we give.
It is physical, dangerous, and dirty work. Miles underground, completely cut off from the outside world. That was the case last November, election night.
Our boss came up, told us to stop working, and he said, Trump just won. We literally actually shut down, all went back to the kitchen, and got to have 20 to 30 minutes to ourselves. It was very happy.
Don feels like President Trump has been keeping his word to coal miners, working to roll back environmental regulations and increase mining on federal land. Don's own mine has recently made some modest hires. Taking it all into account, he's almost optimistic. The miners stay out late, yet still make it up for a Sunday morning golf game. Sunday night, Don's back in the mine on his new shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., for the next 2 weeks. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
A congressional panel tasked with coming up with climate change solutions is growing in membership, including U.S. Representative Mike Kaufman, a Republican from Colorado. Eric Galatis has this story.
A panel made up of congressional members tasked with the job of coming up with solutions to combat climate change has been growing by leaps and bounds. The Climate Solutions Caucus started with just a handful of members a few years ago, but now has 50. It's bipartisan, and for every Democratic member added, there must also be a new Republican. The caucus is part of the Citizens Climate Lobby, which has 370 chapters across the country, and Steve Volk with that group says the goal is to have discussions about climate change with no acrimony. Volunteers work to recruit new congressional members to the caucus by telling them it's a safe place to have conversations and to come up with possible solutions.
So well, we don't go in and tell people what we don't like about what they've said or done. We actually go in and tell them what we actually like about the things that they've done. And then from there, we have a conversation with them to find the common ground.
Volk says the goal is to have the panel come together and draft major legislation to preserve the environment for many generations. Colorado's Republican Congressman Mike Kaufman is a member of the caucus. Volk says lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are responding to the increasing number of Americans who want something done about climate change.
And their constituents are concerned about this, and they want their representatives to be proactive on this. And this is a way for them to demonstrate that they're willing to start the wheels in motion to get something done.
Volk thinks despite climate change deniers in the Trump administration, many Republicans understand the science and know carbon pollution is a big problem, but aren't always admitting it in public.
They want to do something, but they also want to keep their seats in Congress. And so they're a little hesitant to step up until it's demonstrated to them that they have support in their districts.
This summer, with the help of 46 Republicans, the U.S. House defeated an amendment to a Defense Department authorization bill that would have blocked a study on the impact climate change is having on national security. Volk gives credit to the members of the Climate Solutions Caucus who voted in favor of the study. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, a fifth climber of the season has died on Capitol Peak above Aspen. According to the Denver Post, a 21-year-old man fell at almost exactly the same point as an Aspen couple who died on the mountain 1 week ago. All three climbers were attempting a precarious shortcut descent that leads to a 600-foot cliff when they fell to their deaths. Pitkin County's volunteer search and rescue crew climbed up Sunday afternoon to recover the man's body beneath Capitol's 14,131-foot summit. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.